I have an announcement to make to y'all, to the people of America. I was at this here McDonald's on Dorset. It's Monday night. I was just disrespected in there. Almost got in a fight with the gal in there. First of all, my first issue is the drive-thru was filled all the way up, and I had to walk inside. So then I'm already mad because I got to get out my car and go inside. So I go inside, I politely say, hey, can I have a McRib meal? Large size with the Dr. Pepper. And the lady says, well, okay, that'd be $6.58. I said, ain't you forgetting something, ma'am? And she said, well, what? I said, you're supposed to offer me the extra McRib for $1 when you buy the McRib meal. You ain't gonna believe it. She looked me up and down. And she said, well, don't look like you need the extra McRib. Excuse me, bitch. I throw punched that bitch. I knocked her ass down. So if you come to the Dorset McDonald's and you see a lady named Charlene in there, tell her Carla sent you. And then you throat punch her or punch her in the cooter. I don't give a damn. This is against my civil rights. Fuck you, McDonald's on Dorset. Not all the other ones. I like all the other ones.
This is Christopher St. Michael, and you're listening to HPN247.com.
Well, now, we call this the act of mating. But there are several other very important differences between human beings and animals that you should know about.
This is Sharon from Climax Connection, and you're listening to The Hot Five.
By that marching sound, it can mean just one thing, and that you're tuned in to the ha that worked.
Huh?
Pod. Let's dance.
Woo!
Wee.
He's back in business.
Yay.
I liked it when he was distant.
Yes, sir.
That's episode 67.
10?
Episode 67 tonight. As you're joining us on this cold February Monday. Actually, exactly the middle of the month. It's the 15th. And we've got an exciting episode for you tonight.
It's a leap year this year.
It is a leap year. I think leap year, personally... I think leap year is bullshit. Just to get that out of the way.
You also support Trump, so.
Okay.
And the earth is not flat.
Oh. But tonight we have a special, special, special episode as we have a musical guest tonight.
Who?
That'll be joining us. A group that goes by the name...
Cypress Hill.
Oh,
Billy Joel.
You, jeez. No, you guys wish it was...
Menudo?
No. No, no, not Manute. Not the soup? Like the
Or the band that Ricky Martin was in.
No.
The Fat Girl from Pitch Perfect.
No, none of the above. Actually,
a Fat Girl, period.
No, actually tonight we have Man-Eating Lion joining us. Not in studio, but via satellite phone. We had to send him one of those handy-dandy satellite phones that we have the trademark on.
Banana phone.
Yeah, we got them from the government. We were using them for our ISIS buddies. Actually, Draven was using them for his ISIS buddies.
They're still our friends and supporters.
Yeah, I can tell.
Sponsors of this show.
I can tell with the way the listeners have just skyrocketed over the past couple weeks.
What are you saying? Saying I should take a night off? It is Black History Month, and I am MLK.
No.
All day.
No, there's no need for that.
Remember that.
MLK all the way.
All the way and all day.
There's no need. No need, sir.
If there's a fake-ass Gambit out in the world, there's going to be fake-ass MLK right here.
Jesus Christ.
You could be Jesus Christ. That's even funnier.
Later on in the program, the guys from Man Eating Lion will be joining us.
Lionel?
No.
Richie?
They have a new EP they're getting ready to drop
Evergreen
here.
Park?
As well as they're getting ready to record a video this weekend.
Porn?
Begin recording it, rather. This weekend. So we'll talk to them a little bit about that.
XNXX?
Talk about some music. Draven's poor taste in it.
I'm not... No.
He does have poor taste.
Oh, a little better. A little better than some.
No, not really. I mean... But that's okay. Hey...
You caught Bad Religion, good music?
I was waiting for him to...
The crap sucks.
You guys better settle down over there.
Draven's feeling his oats because it's been like 3 weeks or so since he's been
it's
on the
Black
show.
Black History Month. I got half of it off.
Yeah. Jeez.
Says the white Irishman.
Yeah, I know, but I'm MLK.
So are you soiling your royal oats the whole month?
Soiling my royal oats. No. I was just eating a lot of fried chicken and watermelon. Drinking Grape Crush.
You know, at the dinette across the street here, you can get some waffles and chicken for
$7.99. I like both of them together.
Who doesn't love waffles and chicken?
It's racist that you think.
I've never tried it.
It's actually pretty good. It's surprisingly really good. It's like the best of both worlds, I guess. Like a
Jay-Z and R. Kelly.
Yeah, absolutely. That's weird.
Somebody just got peed on.
That's
odd. Whenever you bring up R. Kelly, somebody gets peed on.
R. Kelly and then the Wah.
That's extended. Extended version. So, Draven, how have the past 3 weeks been for you? I'm going to let you go first because I know you've got probably the most to tell us.
I know. We need an update here.
Seriously. I mean, what has happened in your life in the past? Drake. I don't know how I confuse those two.
Fusion dance, Drake.
Jesus. Jake has been filling in for you over the past couple weeks. Actually, he's been doing a very good job. He says it's not that hard to sit over there and just be quiet.
I mean, usually what Draven does.
You can go back and listen to the episode. I know you don't. I know you don't.
I don't want to give false numbers to the show.
Trust me. I can tell when you listen because you'll be the only person from Boo Foo Funk, Indiana listening. Don't worry. I won't count that one.
I just didn't want to get our hopes up.
No, don't worry. You ain't getting no hopes up. Hopes and dreams here, bub. We know what the real deal is, and we got thousands of listeners. And don't worry, I'll take that one. I'll mark that one off that you go back and listen to the program.
No worries.
So how was the past month?
Well, I've been enjoying Black History Month. I slept real late, stayed up real late, watched BET.
This is extremely
that show Blackish.
How is that? Your new favorite?
No.
What are your thoughts on the Orange is the New Black?
I don't watch that one because I'm watching too much of what's that one with the rap people?
Empire?
Yeah.
You really like Empire?
Oh God, it's great. Who's
your favorite character?
The black guy.
So
all of them.
You like the entire cast?
Most of them.
So what you're saying is you don't like the one white guy that's in the show.
Yes. I call him Michael Rapaport.
Jesus Christ. Unfortunately, he will be here all night long.
Draven's the racist relief.
Yeah, we've been missing. You know, it's funny because our good buddy and Anarchy Pro Heavyweight Champ Marcelo Spade says that he actually were one of two podcasts that he listens to on the regular, the other being that hack Chris Jericho. Oh.
Marcello who? Yeah.
You should have seen the expression on Draven's face when I said that hack Chris Jericho. He has looked at me like, sir, I beg your pardon.
Now talk about a guy that tears a quad when he stretches.
Don't talk about Triple H now, okay?
Nash. I meant Nate.
At least he knows how to drop kick.
Hurricane punch.
How, you know, it's been 5 years or so now. I think I saw that.
That's been 1 week.
I saw the picture pop up since Tristan Hayes was actually a part of the Icons.
Doesn't he hate all the Icons minus one Icon?
I think he hates everybody except for, like, you know, the outcast Icon.
Machine.
He even hates
yeah.
J-Back?
Oh, speaking of J-Back.
Yeah. Oh, he probably hates J-Back the most.
No. No, actually.
It's true. It's damn true.
No, surprisingly enough, in that triangle of love that is known as J-Back, Tristan Hayes, and the woman, little Tristan's mama.
Wait, Tristan Hayes?
Little Tristan.
He's dating his mama?
No, stop it. Stop it.
J-Beck's giving Tristan's old lady the 1-2.
Yeah, Tristan, little Tristan's mama.
Inches?
Right.
Yeah. So actually, surprisingly enough, Tristan, the last time I had a civil conversation with Tristan, I think was at...
3.5 years ago?
No, it was actually at my last Blitz show, which was WrestleFest 6, back in August, right before my untimely release.
What was he there doing, ring crew?
No, he was there doing the annual rumble. That was the big payoff that's for everybody.
That's his end. The rumbles and the baseball shows.
Right. He does the baseball shows, and the payoff for the baseball shows is the rumble at WrestleFest, which I believe he's done for the past 2 years.
So, that's cute.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, it's funny because he then the way that all panned out, just a little whatever. Side note, he was, from that point on, he was in Blitz.
And you were out.
And they had, like, this email thing that they do. Kind of like we have, for Anarchy, how we have, like, the private group.
Yeah. Well,
they had, like, email conversations, if you would, going on. So, within the first week of, you know, post-WrestleFest, Tristan Hayes gets himself kicked out from just nonsensical conversation going on in emails. So
sounds about right.
Yeah. So they bring him in for the baseball shows. He gets his payoff, and then they kick him out. That's not what's happened the last 2 years. I mean, hey, sometimes our mouths, you know, get us in trouble. Yeah. So, anyways, back to your weekend.
Right. No, or your 3 weeks. I told you what I did. You know, I was a lot of sleeping late.
Really? Yeah. That's... And like with Draven, you never can count on the payoff.
Nope.
No.
Some things
big
never
anticipation
change.
And then just big disappointment.
It is.
Life's a big disappointment, man. That's all I'm saying.
Life is not that big of a disappointment.
It's a lot of tragedies mixed in with a glimmer of hope that lasts for 40 seconds.
Okay. All right. Starks, how was your weekend?
My weekend was one of epic proportions.
As it always is.
I did a triple shot.
A triple shot?
Quadruple shot.
No, not quite a quadruple.
Triple?
Triple.
More like a octa-shot.
Oh, wow. Okay.
8 different states.
Was one of the denial?
8 different days.
Holy shit, how did you do that?
I don't know.
Wait, how are there 8 days in a weekend now? I'm confused.
Damn it.
It's that Beatles
week.
I did
it, though.
You did it. Of course you did. Of course you did. Only you can do it.
And it was good times. I got to fight this. You may have heard of him.
Okay. All right. What's his name?
His name is Shmami Schmeisman.
Schmami Schmeisman. Sounds familiar. Schmami Schmeisman. Okay.
Schmami.
Sounds like a run of the litter.
Runt of the litter?
He sounds like what?
He sounds like a runt of the litter.
Oh, jeez. Kind of is.
Of course he is.
Bazinga.
Yeah, his bazinga.
Deer smelled.
Ugh.
Like cheese?
I mean, it really smelled like pretty bad. But, yeah, you know, I kicked his ass.
Bazinga!
Found it.
He tried to blow some kind of fireball at me. I was like, no.
No.
Not happening.
Fireballs are no good.
Schmeisman.
No. Can't be doing them fireballs, man.
No fireballs. Here. Although I did see a really cool laser that looks like a fireball. Anywho. That's for another time. Another place. Schmami Schmeisman. I kicked his ass. Up and down all 8 states. All 8 days. It was good times. How was your weekend?
I had a great weekend, actually.
Quadruple shot?
No, actually, I didn't do any wrestling this weekend.
Not even with your thoughts?
No, not even with my thoughts. No. I built a basking rack for my dragon.
You have a dragon?
Yeah, I got 2 dragons.
2 dragons?
2 dragons.
A boy and a girl?
Absolutely. They're going to have baby dragons. And then I'm going to send them all to your house.
No.
Yeah.
They'd be cat toys?
Yeah, whatever. However it works for you. What did I do this weekend? Yeah, no, I built that. I saw Deadpool this weekend.
Don't ruin it for the rest of us.
Deadpool, come on.
Awesome movie.
If just you, 1 to 10, if, what would you
if
give
if
it?
If you listen to this show, you have to be used to spoilers by now.
No.
Yeah, absolutely. So, as the story goes... Deadpool on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd definitely give it a 9.
I thought you were going to be one of those people, 11. I'd be like, motherfuck you, I said 1 to 10. You're 11,
I'd
no.
I'd give it a 9, for sure.
Yeah, I mean.
I wouldn't make it perfect. It's really good. It's good.
How are the
it
previews?
Was good. It was funny. It had humor. It had love. It had,
gratuitous,
you know, it made
sex.
You laugh. It made you cry. It gave you everything all.
People
you know,
died.
I mean. Ryan Reynolds' face was just pretty bad, and
yeah, I'm curious to see how they pull it off. No spoilers, but you know, there's supposedly gonna be this guy named Cable in part 2. I mean, they haven't done anything for part 2 yet, but no spoilers. But I would definitely go if you haven't already, go see Deadpool, or you know, download it on the internet. However you do it.
What previews were there?
Previews were horrible.
Really?
I mean...
Usually you'll get, like, a diamond in the rough.
The one that sticks out was probably the most... There was a funny one in there. I remember laughing. Shit, I don't remember what it was, though. But the one that sticks out... Names of movies that I saw, I don't remember right now. But one movie that's happening, it's a first person... You know those videos you watch on YouTube where it shows, like, the guy, he's tied up, and there's 3 guys in front of him shooting, and they shoot his best friend. He looks over, and everything you see is from his perspective, first
right.
view. They have a movie coming out like that.
Oh, that's going to be horrible.
That's what I said. I go, it's like, you can look this shit up on YouTube and watch a 15-minute video of it, and by the time you get through that 15 minutes, you're like, okay.
I'm nauseous.
Yeah. No, I don't want to be doing this no more.
Sound like Filbert from fucking Rocko's Modern Life. I'm nauseous. I'm nauseous.
I want to watch this guy do it. I don't want to be the guy doing it anymore.
Imagine doing that in 3D.
Oh, no way. Is that even possible to be done in 3D? Huh. I don't know.
Would that make it like 2.5D? Or 4D?
I don't know.
Could always make it with one of those new 360 cameras.
That a supposedly they have porn with those.
They do.
Porn.
And porn. They film porn with those 360
cameras.
Is that
so you can choose whatever angle you want?
That's no.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you just take out your phone and there's porn, and then you just kind of, you know, look around with your phone and get all different aspects.
You've seen those videos, right?
No.
You haven't even seen them on YouTube? Oh,
the
here.
Porn videos?
No, you've seen the perspective videos, right? Yeah, but they have those in porn too.
Where?
he's like, where? What site? Let me know right now. You know, the great thing about all that is, I mean, it goes so much further than just looking at it on your phone. They actually make these VR goggles now, and you place your phone into there while it's playing one of these videos, and I mean, it's as if you're actually there.
Yeah, yeah, the Oculus, it's or amazing. Whatever it's called.
Oculus, yes.
$100 for the Oculus.
It's amazing, though.
My birthday's March 4th.
Start a GoFundMe. I've tried it. I've had it. You know, the hype is real, ladies and gentlemen. It's the bomb. I'm not going to lie to you. When you have it on, it's as if you're in. It's as if you're there.
Did you try it over at Guerrero's house?
Yes.
Oh, dude. So
if you need,
that's where I tried it too.
Amazing.
If you need birthday ideas for me,
yeah. Oculus.
Yes.
That's what you want? The Oculus?
Yes.
I want the Oculus.
Well, so do I, damn it. I mean, it's definitely, you know, something that's, you know, the wave of the future, if you will. I mean, the new camera, you know, whole thing that they've got going with this. And, you know, I've got some plans myself with this whole 360 fly camera thing. And just be on the lookout.
I will... I'll tell you this, it's pretty amazing. You have to go with me over to the Guerreros for wrestling, and
there's people dying over by the Guerreros,
but
man.
they have the Oculus over there. Yeah, that's where I tried it. You know, what's the Shire Cat? What's the hell is it called? The
Cheshire
Cat? Dude, let me tell you. I put these bad boys on, and it was like all of a sudden I went down the rabbit hole. It was that intense, let me tell you.
Wow.
All of a sudden you're going through down this like spirally hole, and then bloop, you just drop into, it looks like you're in one of those neon paintings where it lights up under a black light, and all of a sudden you hear the cat singing, and you literally have to look around to find him, and he's coming from the sky behind you. It is the most insane thing. If you were like on some mind altering drugs or narcotics, it would most likely trip you out. It was tripping me out, and I was sober.
Were you really sober?
Yeah.
Why? Like, how sober?
Like, you know, normal day sober.
Oh, what is a normal day for you?
Sober.
How sober?
You know, like I can walk a straight line.
Like Johnny Cash?
Absolutely. Now what? Boom. Yeah, but no, you definitely got... Are you looking them up over there?
I don't really get much.
What do you mean you don't get much?
I don't know.
So you're not looking them up then?
No.
Okay. Yeah, so you got to check those out. If you're listening, you need to check those out. Those bad boys are.
Oof. Yeah, birthday.
Yeah, gift. The Oculus. You just got to get yourself, you know, a nice new smartphone, and that's compatible with it. And which pretty much all the new ones are coming standard with this crap. And you got to jump on board with this whole new technology, ladies and gentlemen.
Because
maybe we may do a live hot pod with
GoFundMe.
You know, one of these 360 fly cameras.
GoFundMe.
Birthday gifts. GoFundMe.
No, I would have to, like, literally, I'd have to take a GoFundMe from
if
all
you
your
did
friends.
$300, we can get three of them for the show.
You would want to do the show with
three of them? Or walking a line?
I don't know. It was delayed on the... Yeah. Everything's not working out properly today.
Damn that sound department.
I know. But back to those, get the Oculus. Oh, here we go.
I keep a close on.
I keep a close watch on this.
Yeah, a little late there. So tonight, we're getting ready to take a quick... Getting ready to take a quick little break here. Tonight we have on Man Eating Lion. They'll be joining us after the top of the hour.
Did you say we're having Lionheart Chris Jericho on?
No, no.
Chris Jericho?
No, 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 no. We're gonna have that Southern. We're gonna have that Southern Michigan band.
How Southern in Michigan is it? Ohio?
I don't know. Southern Michigan. They don't want you to. They want to be mysterious and just come from the south of Michigan.
So is it like South Detroit?
No. I don't know. Maybe it's south of Detroit.
South of
the border? No, it would be east of our borders, right? Yeah.
Where was Sabu from?
I don't know.
Bombay, Michigan.
Was he from Bombay, Michigan?
Bombay, Michigan.
Memphis.
Was he hailing from
Bombay, Michigan?
Michigan or Memphis? Which one was it?
Memphis.
Sabu?
No, it was in ECW. It was Bombay, Michigan. Because
in
RVD,
WWE, he was from Memphis, Tennessee.
And RVD, because RVD was from Battle Creek or wherever, Michigan.
Battle Creek, Michigan.
That's oh, that was right next to the other Michigan.
Is that
their neighbors?
Is it anywhere south? I don't know how Michigan works. I do know that the Michigan State Police
have that stupid one light.
They made no one sense. Stupid light.
I hope the people out there didn't just agree with us. I hope they were just sitting like, that made no fucking sense. They were just like, yeah, these guys are right.
Oh, who cares?
Oh, that was awesome. Yeah, but the Michigan State Police got those that one cherry on top.
Oh, they have big boys up there too a lot.
Too much pregame.
No, just enough. Circus. I find that racist.
Really, MLK? Really?
Did you see that little video I put up when Beyonce turned black?
When did you post that?
I posted it today. It's a video. I guess it was on Saturday Night Live, the day Beyonce turned black.
No.
And it's about her whole Super Bowl performance. It's really funny.
Oh, well, I'll have to go look it up now.
Yeah, you'll have to go look it up. You know, watch it and let me know if it's worth playing on here, because I don't know, without actually seeing it, if it's actually going to translate through, but it's hilarious. You got to see it.
Is it the
good times?
Is it from SNL?
Yeah.
When Beyonce dropped Formation, the internet lost its collective mind? That one?
I you know what? It's on my Facebook.
It's what I'm looking at. It looks like it's an SNL video.
Yeah, that's it.
That you posted 12 hours ago. Yeah,
okay. That's the one.
I'll check it out. While we take
the one.
This break.
So you check that one out. It's good times. It's funny. It's got the video on there from when Beyonce, but any hooser. We got through everybody's weekends.
Yeah, we got through everybody's weekends.
I'm excited. I'm getting more excited as we get closer and closer to Tons of Anarchy.
Oh,
February 27th at the Berwyn Eagles Club, 6309 West 26th Street in the lovely and scenic Berwyn, Illinois. Tickets are $15, $10 for children, $20 for a front row reserved, ladies and gentlemen. And they're going quick. So if you want your tickets, you either get them now or take your chances in getting them at the door. And I don't know how good of a chance you're going to have with that. At least you might not get a good seat either. Or make sure you come down there, because we have a huge announcement.
Uh-oh.
Regarding March's show.
We get three.
You think that Tons of Anarchy was big. Wait till you hear what we got in store for March.
Tons of Anarchy hasn't even happened yet, man.
We can get them used.
All I'm going to say.
We can get what used?
Yeah, the Oculus for $79.99.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's 25 of them used.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, let's go fund me that shit, man.
Okay. The Oculus?
Yeah.
So let's go fund that shit, man. Go fund me on it, please.
Come on, you wouldn't do it for fucking Neil Diamond. At least do it for Oculus. It would enhance the show.
You know what? Okay, dickhead. When I close down my current one, I'll start another one for the Oculus. Get Oculuses for the... How much do they run?
We can get... Well, if we're going to get... If we're going to get donations, we should probably get the $99.99. Because you get free shipping on
it. Well, first of all... We all need to get brand new Note 5s.
What?
So,
oh, Jesus. Why do we need Note 5s?
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't even be able to use
it.
Because
it's got the application on there for you to see this.
My God. We can't use the iPhones?
No.
You can.
See?
You need to download the application. But I don't know if you could actually look at it through the Oculus. I don't know if it'll work with the Oculus. I think there's one specifically made for the iPhone, because the Oculus is actually specifically made for...
Samsung.
The Samsung Note 5. Well, not just the Note 5, but pretty much Samsung's.
Galaxy.
All that good shit, yeah.
X6, Edge Plus, S6.
Right. So there are some for Apple. You just got to look up that. And, you know, for all you people that are, balling on a budget, they actually make them in cardboard.
Really?
They do. Look it up.
Oh, you know what? They do. I have a buddy. I remember him telling me about this with the whole...
That's for all you ballers on a budget.
Yeah, you can buy them off of eBay. Yeah, you can buy them off like eBay or something, and it's... Right. Oh, that's pretty cool.
How much are they there?
On eBay?
Not much.
So let's get them.
Okay, we'll work on that then. All right. So top of the hour here. We're gonna have our special guests. They're gonna be calling in here shortly via satellite phone. Yes. So in the meantime, we're gonna listen to a couple of their songs that are gonna be on their new EP.
Ooh.
And we can get a little taste. Of Man Eating Lion, followed by a little Stoverload, and then our special guests will be joining us here on the Ha.
Stover?
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Stover, blow your load.
As the airline that flies to more countries than any other, Turkish Airlines is pleased to announce a new destination, Metropolis. A city reborn, rebuilt, and stronger than ever. Proud of its heritage and its heroes.
Well, thanks to LexCorp's substantial contribution, Metropolis is now open for business again.
Come visit the city of tomorrow. Today. We can't wait to welcome you. Book your flight now on Turkish Airlines.
Max Holiday here. Do me a quick favor if you haven't already. Go over to Facebook and like us at facebook.com/TheHotPod and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at TheHotPod. It's that easy.
Thank you. this is Chuck Roy, and you listen to the Hot Pod on HPN247.com.
This is Mark Donald Spade, your favorite independent professional wrestler. #MatchesBlack, and you're listening to the Hot Pod on HPN247.com. #MedboyGoo.
Across the deck, the pole, no! 247.com. Thank you. Turn down for what?
You're listening to
Fucking Right in the Pussy.
The Hot Pod.
What up, man? How are you, C-Red?
Man, today is about to get ridiculous. Because today we're just going to simply call this Red's Rant.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to rant about stupidity. Specifically, stupidity, social media. You've seen this, Mike. And I'm sure all our listeners have seen it. Like, let's talk about yesterday. Valentine's Day. Everybody want to post something. Oh, I don't have a man. Oh, really? We already knew this last week. Do we really have to hear this today, too? I'm just saying. But with all the negativity constantly in the world, it seems like social media has just made it popular to be more stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give an example, shall we? How many times have you gone on your social media page, whether it be Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and somebody posted something that's so stupid that you really want to just find this person and smack them? I'll give you an example. I know a lady, and don't take nothing away from her. She had a serious operation. Now, she had time after the operation, instead of resting and taking care of herself in the hospital, she started to post videos crying how much she was in pain, how much nobody left her because nobody came to see her. Really? Shut the hell up! We already know, well, people that know you in your immediate circle know you're in the hospital. Know you just had surgery. Really, do you have to go on social media to get some attention? No. Stop. Wait, now. Oh, okay. Right. Have you seen anything stupid? I'm sure you have. I don't know why I asked
that. All the time.
Sure you have.
All the time.
I mean, it just gets old. I got a better one. How about stupidity from criminal?
Yeah.
True story, people. True story. A friend of mine's car got broke into last week. Now, they didn't steal the radio. They didn't steal money, no. That is stole some old scratched up CDs. And, well, I guess you could call it money. I think she said 37 cents. 37 cents, people. The scratched up CD. But here's the stupidity part. Really? The criminal left her ID in the fucking car. How stupid do you have to be to break into somebody's car, jump your ID? I mean, you couldn't afford pocket. You couldn't have left it at home that day. I'm just trying to figure it out. No, but you dropped it in the car of the person you broke into. So now the Chicago Police Department is looking for you. So I'm just saying. That one really just popped all this, Mike, because it was like...
How dumb can you be?
Oh, I'm sure they can get dumber. I really am. Oh, yeah. I'm tired of seeing fights all over social media. I really am. And I don't care if it's black on black, black on white, white on black. I'm just tired. It's like, we got enough negative in the world. Stop being stupid. Oh, here's the other thing about being stupid in fights. People, do you know if you record a fight and you do nothing about it, now they're trying to charge you as an accessory because you did nothing?
I can see that.
I don't put down the damn phone. I mean, come on, people. Please. I mean, hey, I like watching a good fight just like the next guy. But I'll be damned if I'm about to record it.
No, it's less two chicks, right?
Here's the greatest part. You said that, right? And just yesterday, going through my time feed, and I swore these were two chicks fighting. Right? There was two guys who sound like females, look like females, but it was two guys. I was so upset at I just cut it off. I was so disgusted. I mean, the realization is, people, is that we've got enough stupid people. They're stupid, and we know it, and they don't know it. But if you know better, then do better. I'm just saying, Mike.
You ain't wrong about that. We've always said common sense, man. Think before you speak. You know, have some consideration, things like that. And those are things that normally prevent stupidity and grant education. But not everybody has it. I do agree, though, with the stupid shit you see on social media. I saw a post on there, I think it was last week. I forgot what the page was called, but it said some guy called 911 and asked the staff on the line, "Where's the hose at?" And I couldn't believe my ears. I was like, my eyes. I was like, this guy actually called 911 asking where the bitch is at? Really?
I mean, don't get me wrong. As kids, we did some pretty stupid stuff out there.
Yeah.
Let's not be short-sighted here, okay?
Yeah.
First of all, let me just put Willie DeVon Richardson out here for a minute. I did something stupid, and I put myself on blast. Because that's how I run with a broken wrist, listening to Willie DeVon Richardson. So thank you, Willie, for talking me into doing something stupid. Anyway, common sense needs to be common, but we realize that it's not.
Amen.
And I'm trying to figure out what happened. Because again, I'm going back to what I said. When we grew up, We did some really stupid stuff. Now, I don't know about you, Mike, but maybe you did this, maybe you did. Do you ever remember taking at least about 4 or 5 breaks and getting a piece of wood and putting the wood on top of the bricks and then taking your bike and thinking you were Evel Knievel and you jumped off and, you know, of course, 9 times out of 10, you never landed, right? That was You know what? When it was fun, then we lived to tell the story. We wasn't here. We didn't need helmets and knee pads and elbow pads. And really.
Yeah, you learned.
Whoever made that's a law that you got to wear all that stuff while you're riding the bike. Now, that's stupid. I'm just saying. You're making these kids stop. Stop it. You're stupid. I'm just saying, man, hey, we did some pretty stupid stuff. Remember, you could swing on a monkey bar and you would have a fight.
Yeah.
And we were funny. There wouldn't be no little pad at the bottom. You were hitting concrete.
Yeah, and gravel.
Wasn't the hardest thing in the world. But, hey, we lived to tell the story.
Yeah.
I don't get it. All this stuff is stupid. Oh my God, why is it that every time something happens, whether it's news, sports, or entertainment, it has to blow up my time up? Why? Last week was the Super Bowl. Did I like Beyonce? Did you might not like Beyonce. But damn, do I have to see every other person about Beyonce and wishing that whole dish is almost wrong. Come on, people. It's the Super Bowl. Let's watch the game. How about that, bullshit? I'm going to be honest. I started to watch it, then walked off and got some of the drink, and then came back because Bruno Mars took down Funk along. Anybody knows me, knows I kind of like that song. So then I watched that, and then I walked off, and it was like, that's amazing. You know, I saw a little act, but it was like, what other people do we need to talk about this 2 weeks later? Or a week later? All week long. Stop. Please. Stop.
Yeah. This is Superbad. Santana. The Big Banana starts.
And you have listened to HPN247.com, bitches. Follow.
Hashtag new human heat machine.
Like really crazy.
This is the Samoan Savage Will Moore, and you're listening to the Hot Pod.
People, it was just another great week. They never saw it coming. They had no warning. Then, the day before the Super Bowl, it happened.
Beyonce released a new music video that embraces her black heritage.
Beyonce video is unapologetically black.
Tribute to the Black Lives Matter movement.
Showcase for black men.
Plays her blackness like never before.
Honey, get in here.
Video, yes.
What is it? What's wrong?
Black.
Out of nowhere.
I think Beyonce is black.
The day Beyonce turned black.
Guys, I don't understand this new song.
Hot sauce in my bag swag? What does that mean?
Maybe the song isn't for us.
But usually everything is!
It was the day that shook the whole white world.
I don't know.
We have to go! We have to leave America! Beyonce is black!
Amy, I'm black.
What? No, you're not. You're like my girl.
Yeah, but I can still be black. There's black people all over the world. That guy's black?
Huh. I know he's black. Beyonce is black. What about Single Ladies?
She was black in that.
What about Jumpin' Jumpin'?
She was black in that too.
What about the Pink Panther movie?
Okay, yeah, she was white in that.
Was the day white people lost their Beyonce.
Getting word now that Beyonce isn't the only black celebrity. Some are saying Kerry Washington may also be black.
No, it can't be. She's on ABC.
I don't understand. How can they be black? They're women.
I think they're white people.
So what's going on after?
New Beyonce video.
It was the day they lost their damn white minds.
Ashley? Honey? What are you listening to?
The new Beyonce song. I really like it.
Oh, God. You're black, too.
Yeah. That is my daughter. You guys are going to bed. Remember? You invited us for a play day?
Oh, that's right. Thank God.
Thank God.
Beyonce turned black. Rated NC-17 for white people and G for black people.
Mommy, is Taylor Swift still white? I don't know,
sweetheart.
Then we'll
turn the lights
on. Just close your eyes and it'll be over in the morning.
Beyonce.
G46.
You could be playing bingo. Instead, you're listening to the Hot Pods on HPN 24/7.
Oh, and we're back here with a little bit more exciting things happening, Draven.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right. A little warmer now.
A little warmer?
Yes. Good.
Starks. Are you with me? Excellent. All right, good, good. And actually, we're getting a different type of Stover Blow Your Load, I think, tonight all over our faces, if I'm not mistaken. I think C-Red's actually going to blow the Stover God. Load tonight.
He's blowing a load with red all over our face?
I believe so.
This is amazing.
That's why I stopped the music.
Because it's not the Beatles we're having on?
No, we're not having the Beatles on. Mm-hmm. I think C-Red's on, though.
What's up, fellas?
See, there he is. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up? How's it going? What's going on?
All right. C-Red, you're going to do the Stover Blow Your Load tonight?
Yeah.
All right, then blow your load for us.
Blow it. I've got to tell this story.
To battle the alien orbiter. Fire!
Yesterday was Valentine's Day.
Okay.
So that's the day that you spend with whoever you're with, your loved one, your significant other, your wife, your girlfriend. Hey, I don't care. Your boyfriend. I don't give a damn. I got a damn Facebook message for my ex-wife.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell yeah. And it's not the one that I halfway like. Mm-hmm. It's the one I don't like at all.
It's usually how that works.
Happy Valentine's Day. We're not friends on Facebook. Why the hell are you sending me this shit? Oh, I'm sorry. Can I say that?
No, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. By all means.
You can say it.
I mean, like, it literally pissed me off. Mm-hmm. Like, really? You're not my Valentine.
Oh, hell no.
So why you sending me this crap? Like, really? Like, stop. Please. We don't talk. Even when we're in the same room, we don't talk. We don't acknowledge each other. So why are you sending me a happy Valentine's Day? Please, stop. It's over. It's been over for a very long time. So.
Oh, my.
Did she at least reply?
Did I reply?
Did she reply?
Hell no.
No. So there was no conversation then?
What's the conversation about?
I don't know. Why? Why?
Trust me. I don't want to know why. Don't give a damn why. Just stop. Stop.
That's awesome. All right, C-Red. So, what can we expect from the from Stoverload with the new podcast with you joining Mike Stover?
Oh man, I couldn't even tell you. You know what? Again, yesterday was just something I had to get off my chest. Especially after the thief broke into a friend of mine's car and dropped her ID, that just topped like the stupidity chain for me.
Yeah.
So I just had to really go off about that. I mean, we're going to talk about different things. I mean, you know, just see how it goes. I mean, you know, I can be nice and political one week and I can just snap the next. Who knows?
You know, one week you're you know, very political. The next week you're all, you know, Soldier Boy cranking it.
Nah, really? Stop, please. I shouldn't be shocked. Seriously, here's a little funny thing that just happened recently, Friday. Took my daughter to her father-daughter dance. So, again, you've got a bunch of 10-year-olds and under dancing to all this music that I don't listen to. And, of course, they play that song, and her face drops.
Did you do it?
And of course I did. Of course. But then I kept telling her, oh, you do know Uncle Willie, Uncle Marcy, and Uncle Jazz are coming through the door right now. Right? Oh, man, and she kept looking around.
That would be the best.
She kept looking around like, where? But you know, if Willie was doing anything, he ain't doing nothing but walking. So, you know.
That's true. Anytime I'd see, like, the old, you know, like, the old Chikara entrances with the Soldier Boy going, you know, you got Marche and Jazz and C-Red doing a damn thing and just Willie just walking.
We got Willie to do that dance one time. And I think that was in New York, only because it was New York. You know, it was like, really, dude? Like, you wait till now to bust it out? Stop. You ain't dance all this time. Just don't dance. Just walk. So, Overload, we going to try to do some different things and see what happens.
Awesome. Awesome. Good. We can't
wait to hear it.
Yeah, can't wait to hear it from you guys. We talk a little longer, but we got another special guest joining us tonight.
Word.
So we look forward to the future of Stoverload with the now co-host C Red.
And the future of Stover Blow Your Loads.
Oh, all over your face. Draven!
Yeah, I'm waiting for that. I'm waiting.
Are you there?
Back three times from left to right.
Do it! Do it! Do it! Holy shit! Dude, he just like jumped up on his bad leg.
Wow.
Yeah, you missed that
okay.
one.
Okay.
That's right. Superman that hold.
And then he tried to Superman
on that hold. On that note, I'm going to crank this and get out of here.
Oh, come on. Next time we see C. Red, will probably be at that LOW show.
Church.
You going to church?
No. Church.
Church.
Oh, you're doing the church thing. Got you. Cool. He's trying to be hip. Don't ignore him.
Oh, okay. Hey, you know me. I'm still out here.
All right, C-Red, thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate it.
No doubt. I'll let you guys later.
All right, take it easy. Hey!
Later. Oh!
Now,
standing ovation.
Wow. Hey, studio audience has been quiet all night long, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they give good old C Red the standing ovation. All right,
standing.
Man, we got to get this show underway. We are running out of time. We got to get our special guest on here, and C Red was just like all about it. But
he was
all right.
Would you say it was?
What was he?
About it, rowdy.
He was something. That's for sure. All right, we've been talking about them all night. We've listened to two of their songs now so far. Now we're going to bring them on.
Bruh.
From, what do we say? From, bruh. Where are from? South Michigan?
It's Southern Michigan.
Southern Michigan. As opposed to Northern Michigan.
How close is that to Eastern Michigan?
We'll find out here in a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now live on the show, it's a band known as Man Eating Lion.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
We got everybody here. We got Isaac, Adam, Nick, and Eric.
That's us.
All right. All right. Now the hot topic right now with us guys is Southern Michigan. Where does that fall into the whole scheme of Michigan?
Southeastern Michigan, so Ann Arbor, Detroit area.
Oh, see?
So that's Ypsilanti, basically.
Yeah. We're in Ypsi right now.
Boom.
Look at that, Mr.
Do it!
Mr. Geography over here, what the fuck?
Well, that means they're either hillbillies or thugs.
This sounds like they're rock stars to me.
That's going to be Draven's 2 cents all night.
I don't know, I really like this song.
Geography factor.
Okay, I got to say, out of the songs that we've played so far, I'm liking Black Dogma.
I like the
whiskey one.
Yeah.
You know what I like?
Whiskey's good. We like them all.
I mean, we're saying our favorites out of all of them so far. Very good stuff.
Black Dogma is actually going to be our first single that we digitally released with a music video that we're filming on Sunday.
So you guys are filming a video this weekend then?
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome. So what's the deal?
Is it gonna be one of those 360 videos?
You're obsessed with those things, man. All right, so what kind of video are you guys doing?
What's a 360 video?
What?
Oh, my God.
What? Oh.
Where we're all naked?
Yeah.
Well.
I'm pretty sure that's not what that means.
No. Well. This just got exciting. No. The 360. Explain it, Starks. Explain it.
Well, hold on.
You talk dirty to me.
What it is. Honestly, it's like this panoramic view. Like, say you shoot a video, and they could actually, like, just while they're watching the video, take their phone and look to the left and look to the right, and they can, you know, walk around your video as it's happening. It's kind of really
cool. Wow.
Yeah. Look into it.
You know. As I found out, Starks, you don't have to be a complete ass and you know.
No, no, I didn't mean it like that.
No. I'm saying you don't have to be a complete ass when viewing these videos and put your phone up in the air and spin around. You can actually take your finger and, you know, move around the room as well.
Yeah, I don't think we can afford that sort of filming.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it's pretty pricey.
It does sound cool and innovative, though.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you'd probably be one of the first ones to do it, but...
I've been asking everybody, you know, when they're talking about if they're, you know, they're shooting a video. I'm like, oh, is it in 360?
We'd never heard of that before.
Yeah, check it out. It's really cool stuff. If you look at it, you know, look it up on YouTube, the 360 fly cameras, they're really cool.
The Oculus. That's what you got to look up, the Oculus. All right, so you're not doing the 360 video then. So what kind of video are you guys doing for Black Dogma?
We're doing an infomercial-themed music video.
Interesting. We've had infomercial ideas. So you care to elaborate at all a little bit for us?
It's going to be coming out probably next month anyway, you know.
Way to elaborate on that.
Basically, we don't want to be too serious. When you look at a lot of music videos these days, these bands are trying to be, these kids basically are trying to be too serious. We want to be serious and show our professionalism, but we also want to show that we can have a good time. So in the middle of it or somewhere there in the music video, you'll see us kind of let loose and show our kind of comical side, basically.
Oh, that's okay. Okay, I can dig it. All right, so now, where do you need us to come in for this video? What do you need us to do?
Which one of you is the strongest?
Well, I mean, now that could be debated. I'm gonna have to go with myself. Quite honestly, here, I'm gonna go with myself here.
Now, is that, like, based on arm wrestles, or what?
I'm just going off of the fact that, you know, I'm probably the biggest guy here. Right? What, is your seat uncomfortable, sir?
No, these rippling muscles are getting in the way of me moving to the microphone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, maybe, come on.
maybe the tallest.
And the strongest, obviously.
No.
They're looking for
strongest.
No, Draven's got the biggest balls.
What?
Of them all.
All right, okay, maybe you're the strongest, but which one of you has the strongest dad?
The strongest dab right here.
Well, I don't know. I got that Satan's piss over here.
Say what?
I'm making shit up, man. I don't know.
Like, if your dad brawled, which dad would win?
Oh, dad. I thought we were talking about dabs. Okay. Dad.
Jinx, by the way.
Yeah, who's
probably
dad?
Holiday.
Probably.
The mountain man.
I don't. Yeah, no, I'm going to go with my dad. Yeah, definitely.
Well, my dad was on death row for murder until he got...
That's not cool.
Yeah, he actually got off because they forgot to read him his Miranda rights. I don't know. I might go with mine.
Isn't your dad Danny Trejo?
No, that kind of nixes your dad from being voted because, you know, you can't become president if you got a record. Right? That's what we're doing. We're voting for president right now. What are we talking? No, we're talking
toughest dads here. Toughest dads.
Toughest dabs. I got Satan's piss over here.
No, dads, D-A-D's. Oh my god,
this is ridiculous.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Oh, them thighs, motherfucker.
All fries, motherfucker.
Jews die, motherfucker.
Jews die. That's so bad.
No, it's just a statement. It's a statement.
No, what the fuck?
It's nothing more. Racist.
Oh, let's go back to the music. All right, so tell us, how did you guys come about? How did you guys formed last year, 2015? How did this happen?
Basically, we've all been together in some kind of way. We were in the metal scene for a while. We played a lot of metal. We were in the metal band scene for a long time, and then we kind of broke up and decided that scene sucked.
For the most part, it ended here in like the Michigan, South Michigan area. It just died. So basically, we kind of just lost interest, and no one was showing up except for fat dudes to our shows. You know, we were trying to get laid, and we're like, man, this sucks.
And, hell no.
Yeah, so basically we formed in 2015 after kind of just a long hiatus, and we all got together and started making Manny and Lion what it is today.
Oh, come on. No.
Oh, Draven.
That's Draven.
Draven.
His racism. Why do you even give him
the He Fred Durst it, man. They're doing it all for the pussy. They should all be wearing red hats. That's all I'm saying.
Isn't that what being in a rock band's all about, though? I mean, no?
No, I agree. I thought it was all about pussy. That was like why they spent hours learning how to tear it up.
That's what I'm saying. Isn't that what it's all about?
Yeah, no, for sure.
We tried before to be a death metal band when we were young and didn't care about, you know, being successful as artists or, you know, making any money doing what we love. And it was all about making a statement.
Isn't that kind of like where most of them, most bands start, is they all start with like a metal or somewhere in the metal genre? I mean, it seems like almost any guy that I know that comes from a band.
It's definitely a rite of passage.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Just like fucking Tully in those fucking pants.
The traveling pants?
The traveling tight, wrestling tights, yeah.
Gay!
So you guys came from the metal genre. You're describing yourself as a progressive alternative band now. What?
We're trying to do something that's more agreeable, you know, to a wider range of audience.
Mm-hmm.
Before it was just, you know, no one. Most people don't like metal, especially the degree of metal that we were involved in. You know, just very heavy.
Yeah.
All screaming. Yeah, it was like deathcore, so like death metal, hardcore, fusion.
Now I'm gonna be 100% honest with you guys. I'm gonna be 100% honest with you here. From viewing your pictures, I can't see you guys as death hardcore anything.
It was when we were young. Yeah, our pictures are pretty stiff. We're pretty square looking in those pictures. There's no doubt about that.
Did you say square? And did you just say stiff?
Yeah, it's like rigid.
How you doing?
Solid.
Yeah, okay, all right. Take it, hey, we'll take it. I'm glad that I... See, I can pick them. They're going with Black Dog. Well, that's the single. That's going to be a hit for you guys. I hope it. It sounds a lot like, you know, like the music scene is very similar to the indie scene. Very little people show up, and it's usually some fat guy with a very tight shirt on eating popcorn.
You suck, Max Holiday.
That dude passed away. Yeah, good
job.
Yeah,
well, we really have yet to see what our fan base is composed good of joke. Because we haven't played live much yet.
Yeah. All right. So, did you guys... Okay, you guys are from Southwest Detroit area. Are you guys familiar with the Insane Clown Posse, too?
With what?
Insane Clown Posse?
Oh, absolutely. Everyone.
They go pop! Whoop!
So is it like a rite of passage
in Detroit? All right, I'm leaving this conversation now. I'm done.
Is it also a rite of passage in Detroit to be a ICP fan?
No.
Okay. Not. So are there fans then in the group? Do you guys hang out with them? I mean, we've had our run in with them. I'm just curious. I want to make sure if you guys are cool or if you guys aren't cool. There's heat, no heat. Before we say anything further,
right? I mean, we would be pretty insignificant to them, and they would probably be pretty insignificant to us.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'd be open to a feud. an online feud would be awesome.
I think yeah. Anyone at this point would just be open to feud. Anyone. I mean, we're trying to get sued, so it's been our
trying for years.
Yeah, we've been trying to we're trying to take the back door in, pretty much.
No chance of pregnancy.
No, no chance. All right, guys. Where can we find you on social media?
Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram are our main facets at the moment.
Yeah, definitely pay attention to our Facebook. It's facebook.com/maneatinglion. That's where we're going to post all the important shit. You'll definitely see our video up if you go on and follow us.
All right, yeah, no, seriously, though, you guys will definitely help you out with that video. Just give us a call. All right, so quick question. Who's the front man?
Isaac Smith.
Me.
Isaac's the front man. Why could it never be the drummer? I feel bad for Eric. He kind of sits at the back behind everybody.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
He gets his time to shine.
Yeah, you know, I get my time to shine here and there, but it's typically during practice and then during the show on... You know, the dark background, it's quite sad.
All right, you guys need to give him like the Tommy Lee setup where he can do like the roller coaster gimmick in his solo. I just feel it's fitting that, you know, the drummer gets to come to the front of the stage every now and again.
That's what I'm saying. I would like a roller coaster drum set so I can go across the audience and do a drum solo for an hour.
Hell yeah.
Rotating stage.
Yeah, just
yeah, we're all fishing outward. Absolutely, I think that's an innovative idea. It's smart. We should be more popular than YouTube. Do that.
Please.
How awesome would that be, you guys? Yeah, I would be more popular than YouTube. Those fuckers put their album on my phone for free.
Yeah, I hated that.
You feel sore about that.
Talk about forcing something down someone's throat.
Every time I play my music, Manning. Their goddamn songs come up, and it's very annoying.
It's like, it didn't cost me anything except my time, you know?
Yeah, I know, 100%.
And that's what I'm angry about.
It's okay. It's all right. So
what a beautiful day.
All right, so you guys have your video coming out. You have a new EP you're putting out. When are you guys going to be performing live?
This Friday at the Wayne Music Festival.
Yeah, we'll be there, and we'll be playing. We were just announced on the Wolfstock in Holland, Michigan. We're very excited about that.
That's March 11th? Yeah, it's going to be in March.
Yeah, that's a really cool festival. All the proceeds go to helping, students in Africa. So that's pretty cool. They send out students out there, and they help build buildings and stuff, and it's like CTE, it's a private school, so we'll be playing there, which is really cool. So we're excited about that. We're excited about the Wayne County Music Festival, and then obviously the music video that we have this weekend with Psy Productions or Silent Media. This guy's really good. He's done a lot of local artists around here, so we're stoked about that as well.
That sounds like a good time right there. Now, who does all the songwriting for you guys?
We all contribute in our own way. Adam Barnett is our main songwriter.
Main dude. Adam Barnett.
Yeah.
Isaac's the lyric writer, soul lyric writer.
Okay.
Eric likes our little touches here and there.
All right. Now we have a couple friends in the musical industry. I want to know if you guys are familiar with them, because they're pretty well known. I'm only hoping that you guys know them. Have you ever heard of Three Piece and a Biscuit?
Yep.
You have. That's awesome.
I heard about them.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes.
I've heard that name before, yes.
Yes, those guys are fantastic. How about the one-man band, M.G. Bailey?
It sounds familiar.
Not ringing a bell for me.
Now, he's played the House of Blues out here a couple of times. You should look him up. Dude's amazing. Maybe we can get like a big jam show going on. We'll get Bailey. We'll get Three Piece. We'll get these guys. We'll get the cam girl who doesn't do cam shit anymore. We'll just have a big old party. Yeah?
Party, hey.
Yeah, you can barely keep your eyes open. All right.
It's late.
It's okay. I understand. We're running out of time. All right, guys. Is there anything that you would like to get out there before we wrap this up?
Yes. Make sure to watch out for our video. That's going to be coming out here in probably 2 or 3 weeks at the most.
Yeah, sometime in March.
Yeah, watch out for our EP. That's going to be dropping. You'll be able to get that on Spotify, iTunes. SoundCloud, pretty much every platform. Make sure to like our Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram. And we can't wait to start playing in cities near you. If you like us, message us. And if you want us to come to your city, let us know.
All right. So when are you going to come out to the Chicagoland area, Northwest Indiana area?
As soon as possible.
Yeah. They have a pretty awesome scene out there. I was out there a couple of years ago.
All right. Well, as long as you guys, you know, we see the stuff on Twitter, Facebook, we'll gladly share it, pass it along, try to spread the word. We like what we hear, and we look forward to hearing more from you guys.
Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for coming on, guys. We're going to listen to your single that you're dropping here, Black Dogma. You're cutting the video for this weekend. Thanks again, guys, and everybody, we'll be back after this.
Haven't already, go over to Facebook and like us at facebook.com/thehoppod and follow us on Twitter and Instagram @thehoppod. It's that easy.
Hello, kids. This is Gwen. And when I'm not trying to push old ladies in traffic, and when I'm not grinding up my competition, I'm listening to the HoppOd.
Yeah, and we're back here, wrapping it up at the end of the night. Draven, you okay, babe? You okay, baby? You okay, baby?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Draven, right. Baby, you okay?
Yeah, right? Jeez, man. Here, have a little.
I do cocaine!
Oh, that's what kind of party's going on over there, I see.
Yeah, I see. Well, we got about four minutes remaining. Next week's a special episode, another special episode. As we have...
very special.
Special guest joining us. You may have seen him on TNA's Gut Check. You may have seen him on Lucha Underground. You may have seen him flipping a Chinese dude with his dick.
You may have.
That's right, that's right. Internet sensation, professional wrestler Joey Ryan.
Who?
Is joining us, the King of Sleaze.
Is he the one that's kissing the other Japanese guy?
The King of Dong Style.
He was not.
He's a global wrestling sensation. And he'll be joining us next Monday, right here on the Ha. Just
the hot spot?
6 days before he performs in Berwyn.
For it'll be huge.
What if you had to take that
move? Tons of anarchy. I won't have to take that move.
I know, but what if you did?
Unfortunately, my boys, our boys, if you will, are taking him on, so.
So they're going to be feeling that.
Yeah, they're going to be touching his dong.
Yeah, Max has got his hands full.
Yeah,
He's got to fight.
Max is more than a handful.
Bruce City Bruiser.
Yeah, yeah, it's the Battle of the Matt Bruisers.
Winchester.
Yeah. That'll be insane. On top of, there's a whole bunch of matches. We'll get into all of that next week.
Who's the world champ over there?
When we have Joey Marcelo Spade.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think I heard of that guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Next week when we have Joey Ryan, international global wrestling sensation.
Joey Roth?
Joey Ryan. He'll be joining us next Monday. No. I was going to do some kayfabe. I was hoping to get some angry dueling rants out, but I mean.
We got 3 minutes. That's a minute on each.
I mean, if you guys want to do them, we can do them. If not,
no, you know, I think we, you know,
I think we did.
We
good.
Did a good show. I think we should call it, you know, good while we got it good.
We should call it good while we got it good.
Good.
Oh, you guys are man. All right then, Draven. Before we get out of here, anything you'd like to say?
Let me do this right because I'm going to do it white by saying.
Oh my God!
Don't die to meet me.
Uh huh.
Live. Live, I say, to love me.
Okay. All right. Stark Skeezy.
I would like to say don't ever, ever die to meet me. Live to motherfucking love me. Hashtag, hashtag. Hashtag these nuts.
Oof.
Hashtag that boy good.
Jesus.
Hashtag, if you don't like me, then biatch, I don't like you.
All right. You know, there's one thing we did forget.
And hashtag Scotty Tippin.
I'm glad that I see the band still holding on and listening.
Hashtag just a tip.
If they would, just hold on until after the program when hashtag we go off
Bernie
the air.
Bernie Sandwiches.
Will you stop it?
Bernie Sandwiches, that's what I said.
I love it. Bernie Sandwiches.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I see the band. They're holding on, so we're going to do, or hopefully get some sweepers out of them before we get going. All right, guys, till next week when Joey.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, before we get out of here, I'd like to thank a couple people.
Oh, my God.
Actually, not a couple people. I'd just like to thank my legs for always supporting me. My arms for always being by my side.
You're an idiot.
And my fingers, because I can always count on them. I'll see you next week, bitches.
This show is awful, terrible, disgusting.
See you next week?
Of course.
I wouldn't believe it if I hadn't watched it.
Believe what?
I don't know. I wasn't watching.
Oh! I didn't like it.
What do you ever got to think?
It's the pits.
I can't believe those rats were responsible for this show.
Why not? They were also responsible for the bubonic plague.
Hey, you old fool! You slept through the show!
Who's a fool? You watched it!
Whoa, Black Betty, bam, bam, whoa, Black Betty, bam, bam, Black Betty had a child, bam, bam, the damn thing gone wild, bam, bam, said a word, not a mind, bam, bam, the damn thing gone blind, bam, bam, I said, oh, Black Betty, bam, bam, whoa, Black Betty, bam, bam.
What kind of show would you call that?
Frankly, I'd call it quits.
Quits! Quits!
Oh!
How about the show is canceled?
Yeah!
Good night.
So long.
Oh, no!
Oh, Black Betty, bam, bam. Whoa, Black Betty, bam, bam. She really gets me high. Bam, bam, you know that's no lie. Bam, bam, she's so rock, Betty. Bam, bam, it's...
tonight. At these prices, who's gonna complain?
Watch out! Oh. We surrender!
Pay up. They made it through another one.
Double or nothing next week, too.
You're on.
This show is terrible. Something wonderful happens.
What?
It ends.
This is Mark Donald Payton, your favorite independent professional wrestler. Hashtag Matthew Blake. You're listening to the Hot Pod on HPN247.com. Hashtag Matt Blake.